You are the man now. Dog, 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 you are the man now. Dog.
Mel, good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you too. How you doing, Dave?
Good, good. I mean, a prosperous year, surprisingly.
Oh, good.
We expanded a little bit.
Good.
And now we're doing, well, we're not just doing taxes, but we're doing investment opportunities and stuff like that, which I'd like to talk to you about at some point. Yeah, you know.
That must work well for you guys. You see what people have coming back.
Exactly.
Have them on the hook, you know. You see you have this extra money.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't like to think of it as on the hook. I'm trying to help everybody, and it'll also help me. But
yeah, well, I'm interested.
If you make more money,
hey,
I make more money.
You're not going to screw me. I know I say this every year, but you're not going to screw me, okay?
I'm never trying to. Okay, that's good. Not the that's not the attempt here, you know.
No,
I'm doing your taxes. And
yeah.
We're going for no audit this year. I could take some of the blame for last year's.
That would really be nice to not get audited this year.
But I need you to be at least a little, I guess, a little more forthcoming with some of your write-offs and some of your expenditures.
Mm-hmm.
How was your
year? Well, I kind of thought that's what this was. I thought I sort of give you everything and you wash it. You know what I mean? You know the limits.
Well, I can't go through every single thing you've spent. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
I can't lie about my expenses
and what you've been paid and stuff
that
like that.
Sense.
So
that
just
sense.
But I should have checked in. I had a feeling that you probably didn't spend $80,000 on a home office.
No.
And I should have checked in on that.
Yeah.
And that is my fault. So
I redid my garage. I mean, I did spend a bunch of money and I turned my garage into an office and it feels like $80,000.
Yeah, that's
right. You know
right.
what I mean?
That's nice.
To me, I feel like if anybody walked in my garage, they go, okay, I see where the money went.
Probably about $80,000 to work in here.
Yeah, yeah.
And what'd you do in there?
Well, I just built a big office. You know,
did put an office in the garage.
Yeah, I put an office in one half of the garage, and then I'm, you know, still parking in the other half.
Great. And that's for your dog walking business?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Dog walking. I'm also trying to get into financials. You know, I got a huge computer monitor in there, and I'm watching all the tickers. You know, I'm still trying
investing
to learn
and
about
stuff.
It.
Well, we should talk then vis-a-vis investments.
Yeah.
Mine will be a little more long-term than, like, watching the ticker every day, but
right.
Could be helpful.
Well, I really appreciate your help every year. I just I do hope to avoid a second sort of tax run-in with the IRS.
Absolutely. We'll work on that.
Okay.
I guess the thing I want to talk to is, just since we're still being forthcoming with each other, are you actually married? Because a lot of the stories that I'm thinking about with your wife last year, I feel like maybe you were just trying to get that for tax purposes, and now I'm trying to put that together a little bit as well.
Well, we're in flux.
You're in
flux?
We're
in flux. I have a roommate, of course, keep expenses down. And she's a female.
Okay.
Woman. She's a woman.
Right.
And we're pretty close. And we both are looking for a tax deduction. And so while we haven't gone to the chapel, we did sort of go get Universal Life Church ordained, and we married ourselves at home.
As long as in the eyes of the state of Minnesota you're married, then
no, technically we're not.
Okay,
we haven't put it forth with them, but
so
we
it's
did
not
again
so universal.
Take a picture and
it's
hang
not
it
so
in
universal.
The garage.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, if anybody comes in the garage, you're going to see that I have a nice office and a real wife.
So you, in your garage for your dog walking business / watching the ticker, you have a picture up of you and your roommate in case anyone comes in so you can convince them you're married?
Well, the picture's of me and my wife, but yes, it is my roommate.
Okay. All right. Okay, yeah. So
but
we
Donna's down. Donna will stick to the story.
Awesome.
You know what I mean? Donna and I have a really good alibi for if the tax man comes knocking.
Is Donna, is she out in the Acura right now? Is that her?
Yeah, that's her waiting outside.
Oh, she's a little older than I thought I would have maybe expected.
Just a little, but you know, Photoshop clears that right up. And nobody's gonna say I don't believe you're married to someone that old. Honestly, people don't believe she's my roommate.
That's what I was actually gonna think. Is a certain age, it's not roommates. You know, I don't know what
that's
it is.
That's the trick. Nobody asks. Right. Nobody asks because
maybe
they don't
mom
want
is
the
what
answer.
They would think or something.
That might be better. Yeah.
Well, I don't mean to pry. This is all for tax related purposes. I guess I'm actually lying. It is morbid curiosity, kind of how you live your life. It's very interesting to me.
And I appreciate the ask because I'm trying to get away with as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
But I realize that if I'm doing something egregious, we can't put that on the form.
Yeah.
So I appreciate your thoroughness. I'll say we're sort of working against each other. You know what I mean?
Right.
To come out with the average right return.
I'd like to work with each other. I think that would actually be more helpful as far as the... Because every time someone I work with gets audited, that's emotional for me. Yeah, of course, you sign the paper that says I'm not liable or anything for anything. But it's emotionally, you know, makes me feel bad about... I want to be good at my job.
Right. Okay. Well, I appreciate the help. I'm here to do whatever is needed.
So just going through this, for the dog walking business, you made $3,000 last year?
Yeah, it was a tough year. It's a tough year. So, I think some of that should be non-taxable, right?
What do you mean?
It's only $3,000. I don't think I hit the income threshold.
Yeah, I think you're. Yeah, I think that's a good, that's kind of good news. Is
so
yeah,
good.
Well, no. Let's go ahead and put your hat back down.
Okay.
And yeah, you can. I mean, if your jacket's comfortable on, you can keep it on, but you can take it off because I see you putting it back on here to leave.
So yeah, I have $3,000 as my income that I'm going to report. It's more like $300,000. I walked a lot of dogs. I have 7 employees.
You walked $300,000 worth of dogs.
Well, not me, but my employees.
Your employees. Wow, congratulations. That's
Thank
a successful
so
company.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, then we'll have to actually...
It's an awesome thing. It's a cash business.
It's a cash business. So,
I'm not even including these employees on there. I'm not W-2ing these guys. I'm just giving them cash. They come into the garage. I give them a couple bucks. We take their picture, put it up on the wall. But we put it up as I'm sponsoring a little league team. These are all young adults.
So they're under 18?
Yes, they're young adults, and they're dressed in little league attire, and I took a picture. So I say, no, these are my friends. I'm sponsoring them.
Uh-huh.
That's a write-off.
Well, yeah, I am concerned about the legality of you. Are you paying them cash?
I'm paying them cash, but you'll see when we get down to write-offs, you're going to see that I have a $270,000 write-off for the Little League team that I'm sponsoring. But I see this all the time. You know, you see a pizza place sponsor the local team, whatever. I figure, why can't a dog walking business?
Yeah, that's usually a few grand. It's like, you know, because it's buying jerseys and maybe orange slices. I don't even know what.
Oh, I bought jerseys.
Yeah. How much did that run you? Let me see that in your expenses here.
$260,000. They're really nice jerseys.
It seems you bought them from Mel's Jersey Co. Is that a shell company you tried to set up there? Or?
Yes. That was a very good shell company. Yeah, I don't make jerseys. I bought those from the local Sports Again or whatever it's called.
Do you know the amount of work you do to try to screw the government? It's almost commendable.
The government and I were working against each other. We're going to find the average.
Yeah,
they know they're not getting every dollar of mine, and I know that I'm not getting everything they say they're giving me.
Sure. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
They're not helping out the
I mean, guy. More and more, I feel we're not getting the government support that we need out here. But I digress. Let's first take a look at this $270,000.
Okay.
And let's, like you said, we're working a little against each other. So I'm going to try to meet you, not really in the middle here, but I'm going to say $2,700 on... off for the sponsoring the Little League team, which is still pretty steep.
You just moved the decimal way over.
Yeah. Because, you know, $2,700, I want you to say you're comfortable with that because that's still kind of a risk to try to write off $2,700 for uniforms.
Yeah. We're just going to have to find something to do with the other $260-something.
Right.
Or,
it's going to be tough, but we'll keep moving.
But my thing is, it's a cash business. Do I even have to tell anyone about that?
Right. Well, you have to... because the government can kind of track some of your purchases as well.
Right. A moat for my house. I put a moat around my house so
nobody
can get in. Yeah.
Where do you live?
I live in a cul-de-sac.
You moated your house?
Yeah, I put a moat around
it. How wide is it?
Well, you got to get rid of the money somehow. You got to wash this stuff. You know what I mean? I don't know if I should be telling my tax guy all this stuff, but I want to be fully open with you. So that, you know, you can be partially open with the government.
Okay, yeah. As a just human to human, why make all the money if you're going to waste it on a moat? You know, because it doesn't sound like you're even excited about the moat. It sounds like you built that out of a feeling of necessity.
They can't repo my moat. You know what I mean? I thought about buying a jet, doing something like that. All these high earners, I watch YouTube, all these high earners buy expensive assets, and that's where they put their money. They put their money in a jet, in a fancy car, in a, you know, a business, commercial, whatever. They can take all those away. My moat, what are they going to dig out the water?
Right. Yeah. I guess not. I guess that is.
Yeah.
I guess if your goal here is to get things that the government can't take from you, the moat is not a bad idea.
And I paid cash for my house.
Good.
So that's already taken care of.
Yeah.
That was on
great.
Years
you own
ago.
The house cash. Yeah. They can't take that from you.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay.
Only thing that's going to stop it is if they do some sort of eminent domain.
Right.
If they start to put a freeway through my house or something, I'm definitely screwed. But I also think it's going to be tough for them. You know,
have been on YouTube every year.
Oh, God. I love YouTube. That's where I learned most of my stuff is YouTube.
I'll tell you,
you could tell?
Well, no, not necessarily I could tell, but I'm impressed. You know, it's like.
Thank you.
It's like you had these kids that you knew were really smart in high school, but all they would do is like have different recipes for psychedelic mushrooms. And it's like, you know, you could do something with this brains, but you chose that. It kind of feels like that.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Smart kid in high school. Happy comparison. Happy comparison. Have you ever walked dogs?
I mean, I have a dog, so I'll walk her. Yeah.
That's good for you. And do you get paid to walk your dog?
I'm not letting you sell me on the idea of being let's play this out. Let's say I said yes. Then what?
Well, it's, you know, it's a sweet
that I would like to get paid. And what would I have to wear? Dogs.
Well, you could wear a Little League uniform. You could wear your own clothes. You know, it just depends on what the alibi
and
is
what
when
you,
you're walking.
What does it pay?
It depends how far you're walking. It depends how far you walk the dog. I got some dogs that love to
walk
2 miles.
So you do it by distance, not by time?
Yeah. Some people really want their dogs tired out, you know, and we'll walk those 2-3 miles. Some people just need a poop and a pee.
Well, could I? Let me.
That's actually my next son. Thing is walking people. Sorry.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes people need to go out for a poop and a pee, and, you know, you walk them to your house, let them use the toilet, and, you know, they feel comfortable.
I'll tell you that's not the reason that's not a bad idea, and I'm saying it's not a bad idea, but it's because you could, between you and me, kind of use that as another money laundering thing. Oh. And say, like, this is a new company. This is where I bring in some of my cash as my people walking
that's
business.
That's actually genius.
And we all know that you wouldn't actually be making any money off of that because it's not a very good idea. But, well because what do you mean?
I could put a toilet in my garage.
But what do you mean people need to be walked? From where?
Sometimes, you know, people get stage fright about peeing in their own house or at a stadium. You know what I mean? And so I give them a safe place where I go, hey, I'll walk you over to my bathroom. There's not going to be anyone in there. You're going to be able to go as long and as however you want. It can be a number two, and nobody's going to know.
I'm at a Vikings game.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's peeing in that little trough.
Right.
And I can't do it.
Yeah.
I get on the app.
I walk you to my house.
You walk me to your house, which is how far from the stadium?
Yeah. 200-300 miles.
I was maybe there with you because I do get stage fright a little bit, you know, when I'm not at my own home. So that part I think is probably
it's
not very
niche,
common. But.
It's niche. It's why it's a new business. We're probably going to expand into regular. We might expand to lawn use. I don't know. Let people pee on my lawn. I don't care. I don't care.
What would your wife think or your roommate?
She's never up. To be honest, she's never up. She's always kind of either in bed or getting ready for bed. You know what I mean? You ever know someone in bed who's always getting ready for bed?
Yeah.
She's like that, but God, I love her.
Yeah,
the
do
government's
you?
Asking
you know, yeah, okay.
But yeah, no, she's a great roommate. She's a great roommate. She's down for kind of whatever.
Yeah, know? The tax. Who does her taxes, by the way?
Well, we'd file jointly.
Oh, so some of her stuff will be in here.
Yeah. But she's down for all the stuff I'm telling you. You know, you don't need to ask her or anything.
Well, because it looks like income-wise, she made $300,000 as an actress. Is that true?
Yeah. She's a beautiful, wonderful actress. Yes.
You're not just funneling some of your money into a fake. What would I have seen her in?
Well, do you watch? What do you watch?
A lot of stuff, yeah.
Wouldn't have seen her in.
I'm just worried.
Well, I just want to make sure that the 300 goes on her tax because she's an actor.
Well, because it said she made zero, and then I did the thing where I moved the decimal over a few, and then you took the paper, and it's and I think crayon here is now 300,000 in actress.
You know, I couldn't find my pencils this morning. I couldn't find a pencil anywhere.
Yeah.
But there was crayons laying all around the house, so I just grabbed one of those and figured, you know, it's just a decimal and a few numbers.
Okay. Well, let's put
hers. You have a pen, right? You can make that in pen.
Yeah, I can. Well, I'll type all this into my computer here.
Oh, good.
And then, yeah, we'll go from there.
I'm really glad you have a computer.
Yeah, thank you.
You're very professional. Thank I know you. That I'm throwing you for a loop here, and I'm maybe one of your more difficult clients, and I understand that, but I really appreciate your patience with me, and I know that, you know, we're going to get this handled.
I appreciate, honestly, the challenge with you, I would say.
Yeah.
It's really a little bit of, like, almost like high-altitude training.
Right.
Where it's like, if I can do your taxes, I could do any old right. Joe's.
And listen, I'm going to pay you double. It's fine.
Thank you. Wow. I'll take the normal amount because if you pay me double, then it looks like I did something. Well, maybe we'll just add hours.
Bit of a red flag.
We'll add some hours, yeah. So we'll just say we were here for 3 hours.
Okay. Like that. Okay, so why don't we get into the itemized deductions? Because
great.
I see you flipping through those pages and just being scared of it. Why don't we just get there?
Yeah, let's start there. Okay. All right, here we go. There's a whole McDonald's section.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess starting there.
Well, I look at that as supporting local business.
Uh-huh.
There's a McDonald's in my town. Is that tax write-off?
Well, before we even get into the tax part, just on a personal level, just looking at these numbers, are you okay? Because this is a lot of McDonald's trips.
Wow.
This is...
I'll tell you what, you are really full service, aren't you? You are a full service tax man. You're really looking out for my whole life.
Well, I'm just... I guess I am worried about you, yeah. I mean, you look like a little bit like...
Yellow?
Pale yellow, yeah. And you know, a little sunken in. It looks like... Mm-hmm. You look like you've been eating McDonald's 3 meals a day for a whole year.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess I hadn't looked at it that way, but I do go to McDonald's for every single meal. I've never told anyone this.
Huh?
But I eat McDonald's for every meal. And I guess when I think about it, maybe it's because I was born in a McDonald's.
Really? You really got to the bottom of that so fast.
I never thought about it.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense.
But I think because I was born in a ball pit.
Really?
And my first meal was gumming down lack of crispy French fries.
Oh, my God.
That I've just always wanted it. It's the only place I've ever felt comfortable.
Your parents would give you like the softer French fries.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the did they work at McDonald's or own one or were they living
in one? They worked at McDonald's. They had their baby at work. They went in the ball pit. They called it a water birth.
Wow.
So yeah, I eat McDonald's for every meal, and I want to write it. I want to write it all off. I want to write off every meal I've had this year.
That was such a quick breakthrough. You figured it out.
I've always known, but I haven't been able to approach it, you know? I don't know that I'm going to make a change. I just really want to write it off.
It's not a thing you feel like you could share with your wife?
I don't have a wife.
Sorry. I was convinced for a second.
I don't really share that much with her. She's an old lady who's my roommate who is malleable, okay? That's what really works.
She's really leaning on the horn out there. Does she need anything?
I think she's asleep. It's fine. The horn will go out. The horn will fade. We've tested this before. My horn only goes for about 10 or 15 minutes before it just sort of...
Yeah, we're at about 7, so I...
Well, you know, it's a busy parking lot out there, so nobody knows that's connected to you. It's fine.
Right. Coming back with McDonald's. Would you say you ever discussed dog walking at the McDonald's?
I'd bring the dogs. Oh, yeah. Yes. That's right. I bring the dogs in there all the time. I'll walk in there with 6-7 dogs all on leash. They're wrapping themselves around everybody's table, Jesus. Legs. Yeah. And, you know, the McDonald's, they know me. It's really nice. So they'll give me a couple of, little cups of the hot mustard. I'll give that to
the
dogs. I'll give that to the dogs. It keeps them very entertained.
I feel like that's bad. How is their bathrooms after that?
Well, we go right to the bathroom right afterwards. There's a nice little grass patch out in the back. And
at the McDonald's?
Yeah. So they'll eat some hot mustard and then go blast out in the back. And then
I know the one you're talking about because I don't go there. Because in the drive-thru, it stinks already. And you're like, I don't know where this is coming from.
That's
now
exclusively
I know.
Me. That's exclusively man. Me. Yeah, I'm there 3 times a day having dogs blast right by the drive-thru. And I'd like to write that all off.
We actually can write off probably about 5% of this.
Okay.
Which is a significant amount since you are spending about... it's looking like $40 a day at McDonald's per year.
Yeah,
$12,000
a year.
That
the government knows about.
Jesus. You're doing separate cash purchases at McDonald's that you're not reporting?
Yeah, I got a few different cash envelopes that I whip out. And, you know, I got my different little slush funds and all that stuff. But have you tried the new McRib? I think it's different this time.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. I go to McDonald's mostly for the fried chicken sandwiches.
Really?
Yeah. Are you doing their seasonal different meals every day, or do you do the same? What's your breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Breakfast is a Big Mac, fries, 10 nuggets, and a large Coke.
Oh, my God.
Lunch is a quarter pounder, fries, chicken nuggets, and a large Coke. And dinner is usually something, you know, I treat myself, get a shamrock shake, fries, large Coke, nuggets, Big Mac. Something like that.
Pretty similar to breakfast, but you added the shamrock shake.
It's similar. It's similar, but yeah, you don't. I mean, I'm not going to eat sweets at breakfast.
Uh huh.
Breakfast
that's
to me
it's
is a savory
good to watch
meal.
Yourself. Yeah. Oh, that's what it's for. Yeah, yeah, it's too savory.
Yeah, yeah. So okay, cool. So we're good on the McDonald's write off. Oh, we should write off about $270 there.
No, well, no, we won't.
Well, I think we wrote off about $2,700 for their uniforms.
I'll tell you this right now: we're not going to be able to write off your full income today.
Okay,
it just won't happen. We won't be able to get you down to $3,000 of income.
That's a tough pill to swallow. But yeah, I will.
I have
I'm
to
an
be
adult.
Totally direct about that.
Okay. Well, what do you think we will be able to write off?
We could maybe get you down to like $200K. Yeah, that's what you've so your income will have been $200K basically. We'll have written off about a third of your income.
Okay.
And that is you know, doing a lot of needling, you know, cutting a few corners already. It's all
well, hey,
a
I really
risky.
Appreciate you being willing to.
Well,
but
yeah.
I think we can go further. I really do. We can go further.
Yeah, we'll see. So,
and do you have an eraser? Do you have a pencil and an eraser?
Not one that will do crayon, no.
Ah, shoot. Do you have a lighter? Do you have a lighter and some new tax forms?
We don't have to light these on fire. I will take your forms. I'm entering all this into my computer.
Okay, yes, you have a computer.
I'll just change
That's good.
The info. You don't have to burn it unless if it's a cathartic thing for you, you can burn it when you leave.
Well,
but I prefer
just
you not light it on fire in here.
I'm just rethinking my cash business, and I think I only made like $40,000, actually, since it's cash. Because I don't do receipts.
Okay.
And I think it was closer to 40 than 300.
Well, if you're telling me that, that's what
I'll
put in.
Where did they even get the number 300?
I don't know.
Please.
But if you, again, it looks like you have you have about 300K of credit card payments in here as I'm kind of flipping through.
Uh-huh.
So we'll have to find that money somewhere.
I should have spent the cash instead of put it all in the card, yeah. Huh? Shoot.
Because it seems like what you did here is you put it all on the card, but you also put cash, like you're saying about McDonald's, you were giving them cash envelopes, uh-huh. Which makes me think you're making more money from something.
All right, I have a big streaming business.
Really?
Yes, I
streaming.
You're not going to like this. I don't tell people about this. It's kind of embarrassing. You know my people walking business where I walk them to the bathroom?
Yeah.
I have a toilet cam.
I don't like that at
all. I have a toilet cam.
I don't like that at all.
Listen, I have a toilet cam, and it brings in $900,000 a year.
Oh, my God.
Credit card. So I didn't want to tell you about this one.
That's the one you have to tell me about. That's the one that's on the record.
Shoot.
The cash one I don't need to know about.
Okay, give me your lighter. Give me your lighter.
We're not lighting anything on fire.
You sound just like my grandma.
Well, wait.
My wife. Sorry, my roommate.
Sir, Mel,
Dave,
this is a lot for me to process.
Mm-hmm.
I abhor the idea of a toilet cam, okay? That is...
Me too. Me too, it's disgusting. Once I saw what a cash cow it was, I couldn't turn away. Sorry, maybe I explained it wrong. A toilet cam sounds gross. What it is a camera that's inside the toilet that looks up at your genitals.
smell.
Do you know what I mean? It's not of a person on the toilet.
Right.
It's from in the toilet.
That's worse smell.
But you don't see their face. You don't see their face. So it's private for them. It's the best of both worlds. This person viewing gets to look at random genitals. They use their credit card. It's all traceable. And then the other person doesn't even have their face in it. They don't even know they're participating in this economy.
Okay, well, this is a huge issue. Because, first of all, I'm pretty sure that you're making money off of an illegal enterprise. So we're going to have to figure that out because you're not allowed to do that unless you're making the money through some sort of shell company in a different country.
Right.
Is your website a .com or is it a .?
It's actually a .edu. I figured that would be a great way to hide it because they're not looking for industry on EDUs.
Right. So I'm guessing here your education write-off, that's what that is?
Yes. It's called sciencecam.edu. And I get a lot of anatomy students, I think, and a lot of perverts, I think. And, you know, I'll watch it from time to time just to make sure. Smell. Come on. Hey, are you my tax guy or are you my tax guy? Let's focus on the numbers.
Okay. I'm going to do my best. I think we'll do this one, and I think we can't work together after this because I have a moral issue with how you make your money, okay?
One last time is always a great idea. So let's just get this one done, and then for next year, I'll find someone else. How's that?
Hey,
you know what? I'll give you a tip.
Yeah.
I'll give you a tip. Money tip.
Okay.
Under the table.
What do you mean?
I'm going to give you some money.
Oh, I thought you were going to give me advice.
No. I'll give you a monetary tip for doing my difficult taxes. H&R Block doesn't have to know about it.
Who?
H&R Block.
Oh, the company. Yeah. Look, can I tell you something?
Sure.
I'm having trouble even focusing right now because you remember last year when we did your taxes, you said your wife's foot was hurt and we had to do it at your house.
Mm-hmm.
And then you insisted when I used the bathroom that I used the specific one at the end of the hall.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a toilet cam on that toilet?
At the time.
Is there one now?
Yeah, it's the same one. But again,
Jesus Christ, Mel.
Nobody saw your face. And it was a hit.
What about when people walk in? Sometimes
people liked what you had to offer. They did.
Is that true?
Yeah. They said, look at that big dangler. Everybody was right.
How do you have it set up so you can't see someone's face if they're standing up and peeing?
It's zoomed in really tight. It's zoomed in really tight. Sometimes you'll see a face. Sometimes you'll see the person's face. But, you know, I'll blur it.
Okay. I guess if you're blurring it, I don't know. I still think that's a huge invasion of people's privacy, mine included. But this big dangler thing is something I'm...
You know what I mean? You ever get a compliment like that?
Rarely. Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? Are you dating? Are you married?
I'm married.
I haven't even asked. I'm married. God, I feel so bad. You're married. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Me
but
too.
It's not going so well. No, you're not. You live with your grandma, I think. That's what I've got.
It's complicated. It's complicated.
It does sound complicated, actually.
Well, what's your wife like? What's your home life like?
It's, you know what, as far as the situation, you know, we're not. I guess I just feel comfortable with you. Just says we haven't been intimate for a while.
Oh no.
And so I haven't felt like a man for a while, like that kind of compliment. That's nice to hear about the dangler, because I feel shame about, you know.
Oh, you're so manly to me.
Well, ever since, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when we had our son 16 years ago, it just kind of, the sex life dried up, and we just never got back into it, you know. And now maybe it's once a year, birthdays.
16 years ago, wow.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
It's tough, you know, and then you got to look for it elsewhere, online, stuff like that.
Oh, my God. Ouch. Yeah. Wow, this is a deep, deep story.
Sorry.
Give me some details. Give me some details. What do you mean looking for it online?
Well, you know, at first it's just, you know, chatting with people, subreddits, you know, message boards.
Apps? You on apps?
Then you get on the apps. You start a secret profile, stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then you start meeting people. And
that's kind of exciting. I like your curiosity. I like that you have a zest for life. I'm sorry you're not getting it at home.
Yeah. Hey, this isn't... Sorry, we got to move on.
You ever meet anybody?
What's that?
Hey, hang on. I'm recording. Do you ever meet anybody?
What do you mean you're recording?
Nothing.
Hey, turn that off, all right? This is... All right, I don't want you using this for something that whatever you're Can we just get back to the taxes? I can't believe I told you any of that after what I know about you.
Hey, I'm really
I don't know. I must be in a fucked up place.
I see why you are, man. You're backed up. You got to have some, not just some sex, but some connection. You know what I mean? You need someone to love you.
Okay. It
sounds like you guys are just dead in the water. Excuse my advice.
It's not advice. It's that, well.
16 years ago, I mean, your son, was the son? Daughter?
Yeah, son.
Man.
All right. Can
Must be tough on him.
Taxes? Can we just get back to your taxes? Now, stop digging. The red light is on. I can tell you're recording.
Just say it right in here. Are you cheating?
No, I won't. let's just... So we have another business here.
Yes. Okay. Recording off.
Pervertsecrets.biz?
That's a fake out. That's a fake out.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that's a fake out.
Okay.
I report this one to the government. It only makes $100 a year.
And what do? Record people? Put it on the website?
It almost does nothing. This is the thing.
Give me the tape that you just recorded on me. Give me the tape. I'm pulling out the little thing.
Oh, my God.
I'm pulling out all the little thing.
I knew I should have switched to digital. Jeez. He's pulling out the magnetic tape.
Put that out there.
God. That was going to go on my website.
No, that's why. Yes.
God. Listen, if I do well, you do well. Okay? I'm not paying you the standard.
I don't make more money by you making more money. We're not going to work together again.
I'm not paying you the standard $140 for the hour. I'm paying you $140 for the hour plus a big tip, baby. It's a cash business, baby. Baby, come on, it's cash. I'm going to give you 1,000. What if I give you 1,000? What if I give you 10,000? I could tell the 1,000 didn't move the needle.
You didn't even get a chance to respond, but I'll take
shit.
You really have 10,000? You give me $10,000 for what?
I'll give you cash. It's all 20s. It's big.
For what exactly? Just to finish your taxes?
For doing my taxes extremely illegally.
This has almost no. No, I.
That's
are
what I'm
you
saying.
Recording anything?
Of course not. Look, the red light's off.
Okay. You don't have any other recorders on you or anything like that?
No. Of course not.
Nothing in those big glasses you're wearing?
No, I just love the style.
Okay. I could use the 10 grand.
Yes. Say that again. Right into my face.
Well. A little space. Oh, yeah, just a little space here.
Yeah, just give just right into the glasses. Just a little space. Because it's where my eyes are.
I blew a lot. I blew some of my son's college fund on.
Oh, no. And he's coming right up on college. He's probably in the middle of applying right now.
Good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's 16. He's taking the SATs. He's going to be applying soon.
Yeah. A little louder. Right in the glasses. It's not like I'm recording anymore. Just say it.
I look, let's just say I would walk a dog for your business for $10,000 for one walk. Does that make sense?
I don't know if there's that much money in my business, but I think we could work that out.
Okay, great.
Uh-huh. And end recording.
Jesus Christ.
They're Google glasses. What do you think? Pretty cool, right?
What are you going to do with that?
Scrolling. Scrolling.
It's a long scroll. You have a lot of stuff.
Well, I'm not going to do
any. They don't look very convenient, these glasses.
Well, they're from Google. I'm not going to do anything with this video if my tax return goes right, okay?
Jesus. Okay, yes.
Well, I want no audit.
You're
I want $3,000 income total.
Bro.
I want $170,000 write-off. So I want the IRS to send me a check. And that's what we need to get out of here today.
Okay. Let me ask you this. You're a fucking asshole. You know that?
I'm sorry.
That's my whole life in your hands
right
now.
I'm really
sorry. That's my marriage. That's my... No, you're not. There's no way you are.
I'm really sorry for being a fucking asshole, okay?
I don't think you feel any remorse.
It's money. What do you want me to do?
I would have helped you without you blackmailing me. I can't believe I even admitted that shit to you. I don't want to see your face again. I want to finish this. I want to get you out of here. I never want to see your face again.
It's pretty harsh, but okay.
Well, you're threatening to ruin my life.
You too. You're trying to tell everyone my roommate is my married grandma and that I made her an actor to I'm not trying lie to tell, about my money.
I wasn't going to tell anyone that. I'm just telling you that that's maybe not the best idea. And okay. I am judging you from afar, I guess, right. Or from a close.
Okay, let's get this over with. Listen, I want to be as legal as I need to be and no more. What am I going to report to the government today? What do you think makes sense for a no audit?
Well, let me ask you this. How much did you pay in taxes this year? Can I look? Because you prepay your taxes every year.
Yes. I prepaid, I think, $4,000.
Okay. I think we can get you to owing just $3,000 more. We'll get your income down to...
Okay.
Does that work?
It does work.
We'll get you from a tax bracket that's... Because if you jump below 200K, we can get you into the 170 tax bracket.
Okay.
Pay a little less of a percentage.
Okay. I like this.
So we have to find somewhere to put that $130,000. We got $2,700 in T-ball uniforms, and we've got another $3K in McDonald's.
But again, it's cash. Let's just burn the paper, rewrite it, and just say I made less cash.
That's how it could. Well. We could do that, except you have a credit card website where you sell people going to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's right.
That you seem to have made about $297K off of.
Yeah, it's pretty transparent, isn't it?
Yeah.
Shoot. Okay.
So my big piece of advice would be to stop that website for good.
You're right.
But if you're going to keep using that website, which you shouldn't, my tax advice would be that you don't make a credit card website or you do it through a shell company.
Okay, that's great advice. Okay, I'm really sorry to put you through the ringer today, and I'm really proud of you for how professional you've been.
Your wife's really flirting with this guy out there.
What?
I don't know. Somebody...
Why is he flirting with her? The heck? He's young.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he's seen her in something?
I don't think so. She's not been in any movies. Maybe he's checking on her because she's been leaning on the horn for 15 minutes.
Yeah, well, your wife's really flirting with that paramedic out there.
Oh, it's a paramedic. Why is he in street clothes?
I don't know. I guess he's not on the job, but he's...
That's right. Well, yeah. Good. Someone's taking care of her. All right, so $3,000. I'll owe $3,000. Can I pay that in cash? Do I pay you? Do I pay the government?
You can... No, you don't pay me. You pay... Why do we have to go over this part every year? This feels like the most self-explanatory part. You can give them your bank account, your routing number, and they can take the money out from there.
Okay.
Or you can pay through the government website using a credit card.
I'll do that.
Okay. You want to put it on the credit card?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
So I just need a credit card and I'll enter all that information. I need to print some of this out.
Okay. Here you go. Here's my card.
Okay.
Man, I feel like I'm really getting hosed this year.
You're not. You are hosing the whole world. All the time.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I really appreciate your help today. Thank you so much. And hey, if you want to come over and use my toilet ever again, you're more than welcome.
Fuck you. Fuck you, Mel.
Well, you know what? Fuck you, Dave.
No. Fuck you, okay? Here, I never want to see you again.
Awesome. You know, you're not my first tax guy. I've done this a lot.
I know. You show me your other tax forms when you come in. I know that you've worked with other people. That didn't hurt my feelings at all.
All right. Well, shoot. I wish it did. All right. Well, I guess we're good. I'll go check on my wife.
Hey, that coffee is free, but not the whole thing.
What? Oh, there's a limit now?
Well,
I brought a thermos.
Yes, you did.